Welcome to Layer 3 of Yoga for the Vagina. If you've come this far, you'll be really familiar with all the poses and feel confident with your alignment within each of those poses. For that reason, Layer 3 is about deepening your experience of yoga and thus deepening your experience of yourself. Instead of focusing on making sure you're doing each pose correctly or squeezing at the right time, the focus in Layer 3 is to do the poses, yes, but to allow them to be a catalyst for something far more profound. What I'm saying is that we are here to have an experience as opposed to just doing a yoga routine. Yes, we are physically doing yoga. We are using the breath to inspire us through specific movements that energize and awaken the body. Now we're going to use the tools of yoga and the tools you've learned specifically in this series to have an experience, to experience yourself in your body, to experience your body in a new way that will open you up to your truest, most authentic self. So yes, this practice will help you get fit and tone your lady parts in all the right places. But our body really is just a container for what's on the inside. If we tend to our inner world in yoga, we're able to access that space with much more ease off the mat. And that's essentially the main purpose of this practice, to help you find ease within yourself while you're doing yoga, so that you can access that ease and inner well of love in all that you do in life. So let's dive in. How to approach Layer 3. As you begin to explore the Layer 3 sequences, you'll notice that the actual 60-minute sequences are the same as the 60-minute sequences in Layer 2, hence why there's no need for new manuals or play sheets. By now, you know all the poses that we'll be playing with. What is different is that the guided audios do not contain any instruction on where to place your focus as you do the pose. The only time you will hear my voice in the guided audios is to let you know it's time to begin the next pose or to end the current one. My voice is simply there to act as a prompt. Why no instruction? Because Layer 3 is all about going inside. And in order to go inside, we need to eliminate distractions. The distraction being my voice and the instructions. Yes, you needed the instructions earlier as you were learning how to do each pose. But now that you know how to do them, now that you have studied and refined your poses, you can let the instruction go and rely on your inner knowing. If you've practiced yoga for the vagina as I've suggested, then you've learned a lot since you enrolled, and now it's time to trust that knowledge. You may not feel like that knowledge is there, but as you begin to explore the Layer 3 sequences, you'll realize you do know how to find your foundation in each pose before you move into it. You do know how to refine the pose. You do know how to ensure that you're not holding tension in the body as you explore the movement or the stillness. Not only that, as you've been developing your knowledge and understanding of yoga and your body, you have at the same time been developing your relationship with your true self. In order to really feel that connection and hear your true self communicating to you, you need space. You need silence. And that is what the Layer 3 sequences offer you. The space to listen to your true self so that you can allow this inner voice to guide you through each pose and take you deeper into each pose than you've been before. To experience each pose from the inside out. Instruction is great. In fact, it's an absolutely crucial part of the journey so that once mastered, you can then free yourself of this information and explore each pose anew from a place of inner knowing that allows you to fully embody the practice. There comes a time when you need to take off the training wheels and ride solo. And now is that time. You know this stuff. You're more in touch with this practice than you may be giving yourself credit for right now. Because really, this practice is simply a practice in connection with self. We're just using yoga as the doorway in. Now, it can certainly be easy when there's no instruction to let your mind wander off to something else, leaving you physically doing the poses with little connection to them. In order to avoid this, every time you notice your head take you somewhere else, anywhere but inside your bootylicious body, use the breath to come back home to yourself. Focus on going inside each pose and really feeling the pose. Notice the sensations. Continue to refine each subtle movement. Become the pose. It's time to stop thinking each pose and start feeling it instead. The other thing to remember is just because I say in the guided audio, it's now time to go into your pussycats, that doesn't mean you rush in and just start pussycatting. Take your time to gracefully move onto all fours, find your foundation, feel that upper current of energy as you press out of the ground, and only then begin. You have plenty of time in each pose to find your foundation and then do it. There's no rush. Take it slow, then even slower. Be present. Rely on what you subconsciously know. You know more than you think. Like I said, take time to find your foundation in each pose before moving into it. If you're invited into a posture in easy pose, spend the first 10, 20, even 30 seconds making sure you find that connection where your sit bones plug into the earth, feeling length up through your spine. If it's a standing pose, find conscious footing. Make sure you're in alignment. Head over heart, heart over pelvis, and only then move into the posture. You want to set yourself up for greatness, and starting on shaky foundations will only lead to a weakened pose that could cause injury. So take that time finding your foundation. If you've spent a lot of time exploring layer 2, you'll probably find this comes naturally to you anyway. If it doesn't, mix up your layer 3 sequences with a few layer 2 sequences, or go back to layer 2 and spend a little more time there. On the other hand, if you're like, yeah, I know how to do all this already, I don't need prompts, that's cool. But if you find your mind anywhere but inside the pose, experiencing the pose, then there's still more to learn. In fact, it's my belief that no matter where you are on your self-love journey, there is always more to learn. You could spend your whole life just doing the first sequence in layer 1 and learn something new about yourself each time if you are open to the learning. There will never come a time when practicing ends. You can always go deeper, connect more fully, experience greater depths of joy. Your presence. I can't say it enough. Your presence really is your power. Where there is presence, there is healing. Where there is presence, there is ease, flow, love, joy, and happy, healthy sexual organs. The presence you bring to your yoga for the vagina practice is what will create the healing you desire. On the flip side, the only reason people experience injury when they exercise is because they're not being present, they're not listening to their body. How do we bring presence into our practice? We practice being present. To be present, we stop listening to the chatter of the mind and start feeling into the sensations of the body. The easiest way to do this is to focus on the breath. Let the breath take you into your body so you can really feel yourself, so you can be with the stillness and experience the subtle sensations of your energetic self. You can get as much or as little out of these practices as you choose. And the presence you bring to each sequence is what will create the healing. That's why just doing a pose is great, you'll derive benefits. But when you add presence to that pose, the benefits are far greater because you're essentially opening yourself up to fully heal any parts of yourself you've disassociated from or lost connection with over the years. For this reason, do not try to do yoga for the vagina right. Let your true self guide you. Let your sensations be the indicator of whether you're doing the pose in a way that is right for you. You want to do yoga for the vagina with a deep, heartfelt awareness. And that means bringing your whole self to the practice, not just your body, not just your mind, but your whole self. That is what will bring you to a place of wholeness. So what is the whole self? Let's break it down so you can gain a greater awareness of how the physical and energetic come together to form one, starting with the physical body. So you're pretty familiar with your physical body. You can see it, you can feel it, and hopefully through practicing yoga for the vagina, you've started to relate to it and experience it in a much deeper and more aware way. This happens through learning technique, then letting our inner voice guide us into each pose, as opposed to our mind. When we stop trying to perfect postures and instead explore what feels good in the body, our body starts to naturally move in and out of each posture far more fluidly. This is what we call body intelligence. Just consider walking. We don't need to think about how to do it. Our body knows how to do it. We went through the learning process when we were young, and now walking has become part of our muscle memory. This is what you want to start to explore in layer 3, letting your muscle memory and your ripened awareness be your guide. This is why we throw away direct instruction and instead rely on the inner knowing that you will have developed during your yoga for the vagina journey. Now, when we repeat the same movement over and over, it can be easy to disassociate from the movement and simply go through the physical motions. This reinforces faulty ways of moving, which often lead to injury. Excessive repetition without awareness brings nothing to your personal development, and in most cases only builds on old, unhealthy conditioning and patterning. Hence why you want to head into each sequence and each pose with a beginner's mind, curious to discover what you may find, what you may experience, what you may uncover, what you may learn about yourself. The smallest of movements offer the biggest of learnings if you are present as you do them. Being present and listening is how we open up a dialogue with our body. And what you might find is that instead of seeing your body as separate parts that connect, that your body becomes one. Yes, we have over 600 muscles in the body, but there's a new understanding that the fascia, which is the smooth connective tissue that holds everything together, that it's actually one muscle. If you consider this in terms of our ego teaches us to separate, compartmentalize. Yet what this new paradigm is suggesting is that physically we are one thing. Yes, there are different bits and pieces, but they all join as one. And when we move as one being, as opposed to different clunky bits, our movements in and out of poses become smoother, more graceful. We're able to find more ease within our body and our psyche, moving through the poses with kindness and love. It is my invitation to you in the layer 3 sequences that once you've done a pose many times and you've refined the pose and know the pose technically inside out, to make it your own. Find freedom within form. Use the tools you've garnered thus far and enter each pose with a new sense of willingness to explore and play. Find new sensations. See if you can feel deeper. Experience yourself that little more in each pose, each time you return to it. If you get bored in a pose, invite your inner voice to help you discover something new in that pose. If you do yoga every day, you'll see definition in your muscles. You'll feel fitter. You might notice your internal organs working better. But if you want to make the most of this transformational journey, you have to drop into not only the physical body, but the energetic body. Our physical body, which we can see and touch, it's the vessel for our soul to exist in this life. And as you become more acquainted with your energetic self, you'll begin to feel more energy and more vibrance. The energetic body. For some people, feeling their energetic body can be difficult. It was certainly the case for me when I began on this journey. And this is because our innate ability to experience our energetic body often gets conditioned out of us as children. We learn to only recognize that which we can see and touch, and our knowing sense that is fully aware of our energetic body becomes lost. That doesn't mean it's not there. It simply means we need to resensitize ourselves to it, just as we are resensitizing our vaginal canal by using the jade egg. So where do we start? By now you may have already started to feel your energy begin to stir within you. If you haven't, that's okay. We're all here to experience our own personal journey. Accept where you're at, knowing that if you're open and willing, you are capable of developing a relationship with your energetic self. All you need to do is spend more time in stillness. This is why the Layer 3 sequences are full of space and quiet, so it's much easier to tune into your energy. To be able to feel our energy body is to be able to truly live. Yoga for the vagina is designed to help you awaken that energy within, so you can feel full and alive every moment of every day. First thing you need to understand is that our physical body is made up of energy. What I'm saying is when you go beyond the physical, you actually get energy. We are energy. And it's this energy we're wanting to tap into. Because to create any lasting change in our body or in our life, we need to change the energy. If you only work with the physical, you're not getting to the root cause of the problem. So if there's any relief, it will usually be temporary. When we do yoga for the vagina, we're using the physical poses to tap into something deeper, to go beyond the physical body and arrive at our energetic body. This can only happen when we approach our practice with calm awareness, when we move from pose to pose, with mindfulness. It's really not what you do on the mat, it's how you do it. That's why I talk about moving from a place of connected to all that you are, the physical and the energetic, the whole self. Each practice is an opportunity to feel how each pose works with and moves energy in your body. Each time we hit the mat, we get a chance to practice being receptive to that energy flow, to listening a little louder, becoming a little more in tune with our energetic body. Some poses don't require much movement, yet it's these poses that require the most awareness and presence so you can feel the subtle energy flow within. So as you enter each pose, see if you can experience the beautiful line of energy from the base of your spine up your midline all the way to the crown of your head. Your spine is a staircase of energy. You'll find there are many poses where you can practice breathing energy from the base chakra all the way up to your crown chakra. Play, explore, there is no right or wrong here. The breath really is the doorway in. The breath is a tangible entity you can use to help you feel your energetic body. When we combine movement with breathing, it allows us to shift any stuck emotions and belief systems from our cells and tissues so that we can grow and evolve. In these sequences, we're using the poses to stir up the energy so we can then find stillness and feel the energy. Do this enough, and you begin to raise the energy to the point that you can feel the energy without doing anything at all. Yoga is a holistic practice permeating every level of our existence. Breathing authentically involves learning how to sense the inner structures and energies of the mind and body, develop sensitivity, sense the various inner and outer movements of the breath as they take place. It's this expanded sensitivity into the unconscious parts of ourself that will eventually enable you to feel energy moving through your body. You'll be able to easily notice where the blocks are and use conscious breath to release them. That is what it means to self-heal, to direct energy via the breath to the areas of the body that need healing. Embodying the practice. If you're here exploring Layer 3, you've studied the Layer 2 manuals, which are full of information. Now it's time to gain wisdom. And wisdom can only come from you practicing in a way that allows your true self to be your guide. The only way we can learn to deepen our practice is through the direct experience of our bodies. There's a Zen saying, paths cannot be taught, they can only be taken. And so it is with yoga for the vagina. To embody is to live something. You don't just do yoga of a morning, then forget your connection once you leave the mat. You take that connection with you. As you move through your day with conscious awareness of your energy, if you feel yourself become tired or angry, you use the tools of yoga to reconnect you to your center. Perhaps that's as simple as closing your eyes and taking a few conscious breaths, or perhaps you do a 3-minute yoga mini. When you embody a practice like this, life begins to flow far easier. Just as you might find yourself ending a pose early or coming into a child's pose to re-harness your energy during a practice, so too do you take this principle out into the world. If the afternoon comes and you feel drained, you take a child's pose. Maybe that's literally, or maybe that's a little time out to be still, to meditate, to mindfully drink a cup of tea, or have a nap. What's important to understand is that knowing and embodying are two very different things. Knowledge only becomes useful when you experience it. You need to embody what you know, and that happens through having a regular spiritual practice. A teacher can give you knowledge, but only you can decide to action that knowledge so it becomes a part of your being. Embodiment is essential for you to gain the full healing effects of this practice. Which brings me to talk about morning rituals. To have arrived at Layer 3 means you have done a lot of practice, maybe daily, maybe less frequently. Wherever you're at, the next step, and you may already be doing this, but for those who are not, the next step is making your practice something you do in the morning, every morning, before you head out into your day. Having spent 6 years waking at 3 a.m. to begin my day working as a radio newsreader and journalist, I totally understand that early mornings can seem like a chore. But before you dismiss this idea altogether, let's look at the benefits you have to gain from pulling yourself out of bed, perhaps before the sun rises. So our practice is to help us establish a connection to our true self so that we may be internally guided, so we may rely on our inner GPS. If you rush into your day, Without establishing that connection to your true self, you'll in most cases be operating from your childhood conditioning, all of your limiting patterns and beliefs and behaviors. When you let this fear-based conditioning be your advisor, life becomes somewhat chaotic, busy, and a hell of a lot less enjoyable. On the flip side, if you take time to get connected to your true self and let it guide your every move and every decision, you're being led from a place of love. Life flows, you experience more ease, more joy, and you are eternally supported. This is why starting your day with a spiritual practice like yoga for the vagina isn't just something you should do, it is absolutely vital if you want to live a life that is totally awesome. Just think, if you skip breakfast, rushing to work, surviving on coffee, it's not long before your mood or energy levels start to dip. You reach for the snacks or more coffee to get you through, fatigue sets in. Why? Because you didn't break the fast. Just as breakfast is the physical food that sets us up for our day, so too do we need spiritual food. Your yoga practice is your spiritual food. It's what keeps you on purpose, helps you make the right decisions from a place of inner knowing as opposed to outer guessing, and ensures that you move through your day with the most ease and grace. If you top yourself up with self-love through doing your morning practice, you'll have a stronger sense of self, giving you more energy, making you more efficient, and you'll be so much nicer to be around as well. Just as we don't get physically fit if we don't move our body, neither do we get spiritually fit if we don't practice self-love. Yoga for the vagina is a practice in self-love. Spiritual fitness requires a spiritual practice regime. I know that my life flows with far more ease. I feel happier, more balanced, and opportunities come to me as opposed to me needing to hunt them down when I've started my day with a full yoga practice. My dedication and commitment to a morning ritual like this has led to a much deeper knowledge and insight into what I truly need physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It also helps shed light on my unhealthy patterns and limiting thoughts so that I can be more aware of the areas that need healing within myself. As I've mentioned before, awareness is the first step in deep healing, both mentally and physically. A morning yoga for the vagina ritual helps develop the teacher within you, the inner guide, the voice of wisdom. It is also the easiest and least intrusive way of healing the body. Not only that, giving to yourself first before you give to others puts you in a higher vibration where things naturally flow into your life. Try it for just a few mornings and simply notice the difference in how much more ease you experience throughout your day, thanks to this gift that you've given yourself. When you self-nurture and make that your priority, life provides for you and you're given all you need with very little and often no effort required. So adjust your bedtime to help you rise earlier. If you plan to get up 1 hour earlier, go to bed 1 hour earlier. Set your alarm and make it happen, and put your alarm on the other side of the room so you have to actually get up to turn it off. If you have trouble going to bed earlier, try the bedtime mini. Once you wake, rinse your face as soon as you get up to help release any sleep energy and heat cultivated in the face overnight. Have a glass of warm water with half a lemon squeezed in it to help kickstart your system. Then dive into your practice. According to Kundalini Yoga, we want to be spending 1/10 of our day doing a spiritual practice, as that will ensure we stay connected and in the flow of the day. If you do the math, that's 2.5 hours. The idea is that our morning practice is like our spiritual bank account. We draw upon it through our day for guidance and clarity. If we didn't top it up in the morning, then we run out of our spiritual connection. So start with 1 hour in the morning and see how you go. You can always do a top up with a mini later in the day if you feel yourself running dry. Okay, time to play. As you embody your practice, any threads of insecurity, they'll start to disintegrate. Your awareness of your true nature will start to reveal itself and will follow you out into the world. You'll start to worry less about what others think of you. You'll stop being so judgmental of others and yourself. And your inner confidence will be far easier to find and much harder to lose. You will also start to feel changes in your body as you start to use muscles you may never have used before. In Yoga for the Vagina, we really are training the mind, body, and soul at the same time. The path of yoga is the path of life itself. So as you are in yoga, so will you be in life. Use your yoga practice to be a better, more refined version of yourself, a self that is truer to who you really are at your core, love. When you have questions about your practice, put the question aside and just practice. As you practice, so will the answers come.